Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q3 FY 2023 earnings conference call of Aditya Birla Capital Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star and zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Vishakha Mulye, CEO, Aditya Birla Capital. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the earnings call of Aditya Birla Capital for Q3 FY 2023. Joining me today are my senior members of the team, Bala, Rakesh, Tushar, Pankaj, Kamlesh, Mayank, Pinky, Vijay, Ramesh, and Sanchita. Together, we will present the business performance and financial results and take any questions that you might have. I'd like to welcome and introduce two senior colleagues, Sanchita Mustafi, Chief Risk Officer Designate, and Ramesh Narayan Swamy, Chief Technology Officer, who joined us recently. Our current Chief Compliance and Risk Officer, Mr. Dhananjay, will be superannuating on March 31, 2023. Sanchita will work closely with Dhananjay and then take over as the Chief Risk Officer from April 1, 2023. She joined us from Tata Capital and has more than 27 years of experience in risk management, including credit and market and liquidity risk. Ramesh will be leading technology transformation across Aditya Birla Capital and will strategize, design, and deliver a one technology organization with a key focus on building capabilities across core technology, digital processes, automation, and data. He has about 25 years of experience in technology domain across financial services, e-commerce, and logistics and payments product development. He has experience working in various fintechs and large organizations such as Citi, Standard Chartered Bank, among others. Let me now begin by giving a brief perspective on macroeconomic environment. We continue to see a strong demand and improvement in industrial and service activity in the Indian economy. This is reflected in the lead indicators. Service PMI increased to 58.5, manufacturing PMI increased to 57.8 in December 2022. GST collection crossed 1.5 lakh crores in January 2023. However, we are currently experiencing volatility in the global economy and financial markets, geopolitical tensions, and high inflation, interest, and exchange rates. Though concerns remain due to these headwinds, the Indian economy is expected to perform well in the current fiscal year, driven by sustained domestic demand. At Aditya Birla Capital, we follow one ABC, one P&L approach while continuing to focus on quality and profitable growth in order to maximize the share of opportunities in the financial service space. We have a strong presence across protecting, investing, financing, and advising that is key for offerings. We have adopted a customer-centric approach with an aim to provide holistic solutions to our customers and their ecosystem to suit their life stage and business needs. Our strong parentage and extended ABG and ABCL ecosystem provide us multiple opportunities to accelerate our growth. We follow an omni-channel approach towards distribution. We believe in giving complete flexibility to our customers to choose the channel through which they wish to interact with us. Our endeavor is to provide a one experience across channels to enhance seamless delivery of our products. Based on the fast and dynamically evolving digital landscape and the consumer needs, we have embarked on all-inclusive platform strategy for customers, businesses, and our channel partners to bring the power of one to ABC to them. I will cover our value proposition for each of these stakeholders in detail. First, customers. Our customer franchise continues to grow well. In the last quarter, we acquired 1.4 million customers, taking our active customer base to about 43 million as of end December. We added 62 branches during the quarter, and our total branch count now stands at 1,220. Our branch expansion is targeted at driving penetration into Tier 3 and Tier 4 towns. Our board today approved the formation of wholly owned subsidiary to develop an omni-channel B2C platform. The purpose of this platform will be to provide, to serve our existing customer and acquire new customers and act as a one-stop solution to deliver CIFAR to all our customers. This platform will have various touch points such as app, web, branch and virtual engagement. As a first step, our customers at more than 400 branches across 113 locations will receive assistance to achieve their financial goals. We will also be integrating payment stack and value-added services through this platform, which will enhance customer experience and brand recall and enable us to become a full-stack financial service provider. Second, businesses. We had mentioned in our previous quarter's earning call that we would be launching a comprehensive B2B platform for our MSME ecosystem. We are happy to announce that we have launched the platform in a closed user group and it will go live in the next 20 to 30 days. It provides MSME ecosystem with lending and value-added services to manage and grow their businesses. The platform will enable the cash flow link financing by using alternate data such as GST returns and transaction data in addition to the traditional data sources to improve the turnaround times and customer experience. It will also offer CIFAR solutions and value-added services to cover the full ecosystem of PODs, which is promoters, owners, directors, and authorized signatories of our MSME customers. Third, channel partners. We have more than 2 lakh channel partners, and we deeply value the vital role that they play in distributing our products. The next 9 months, we will also be rolling out a B2B digital integrated platform for our channel partners, which will provide them opportunity to grow their business volumes and enable them to fulfill the life cycle needs of our customers. It will help our channel partners to enhance their customer servicing and track status of their application, business volumes and payouts. It will help us to increase our product penetration among existing customers and also provide us with an opportunity to expand our customer base. The B2C platform that we are working on will build an interoperability stack which will be leveraged by both B2B and B2B platforms to provide CIFAR solutions to our customers. Digital first approach is at the core of our business strategy for product innovation, direct acquisition, seamless onboarding and best-in-class service delivery. We leverage data and analytics to maximize wallet share through cross-sell and upsell. 79% of our digital lending business happens using machine learning scorecard. In life insurance, cross-sell and upsell now contributes 35% of our individual first-year premium. In our health insurance business, 24% of our retail fresh premium originates from cross-sell. About 78% of our life insurance renewals happen digitally, and 88% of our life insurance customer requests are serviced digitally. In our health insurance business, all our distributors are now onboarded digitally and 85% of our business is delivered by auto underwriting. We will continue to ensure that our tech architecture is robust, flexible, scalable and resilient. We will build and nurture a culture which is agile and uses adaptive and collaborative approach to build digital products and journeys for our customers. Going forward, we will continue to follow a 1ABC, 1PNL approach to accelerate our growth trajectory and continue to build scale and drive market share in each of our businesses. We will leverage our digital capabilities, innovative products, and our one-team approach to drive cross-sell and deliver superior transaction experience for our customers. Now I will hand over to Vijay to give us a summary of the results for Q3 FY23.
Thank you, Vishakha, and good evening, everyone. Our consolidated profit after tax for the company grew by 27% year-on-year to 530 crore rupees in Q3 of FY23. This excludes gains from stake sale in ABSL AMC in Q3 of FY22 and fair value gain related to investment in Aditya Birla Health Insurance Company in Q3 of FY23. The consolidated revenue for the same period grew by 31% year-on-year to 7,699 crore rupees. In our NBFC business, we continued with a strong momentum of disbursements and granularization of our book. Disbursements for the quarter grew by 98% year-on-year to 13,099 crore rupees. This helped the loan book to grow 47% year-on-year and 12% sequentially to 72,994 crore rupees. Loans to retail, MSME, SME and HNI segments now constitute 66% of our portfolio. NIM increased by 41 basis points sequentially and 77 basis points year-on-year to 7% in Q3 of FY23. We continue to maintain strong focus on asset quality, with gross stage 2 and 3 assets reducing by 156 basis points sequentially and 491 basis points year-on-year to 6.49% at December end. The provision coverage ratio on stage 3 assets was 49.3% at December end. In our housing finance business, disbursements increased by 12% sequentially and 25% year-on-year to 1,387 crores during Q3 of FY23. The loan portfolio grew by 3% sequentially and 11% year-on-year to 12,874 crore rupees. NIM of the housing finance business increased by 22 basis points sequentially and 106 basis points year-on-year to 5.35% in Q3 of FY23. Coming to our AMC business, the average AUM was 2,81,717 crore rupees, of which equity AUM was about 43% in the current quarter. We continued our focus on building retail customer franchise with addition of about 0.5 million folios in the 9 months of FY23. The total active folios now stand at 8.0 million at December end. With our continued focus of growing passive and alternative asset segment, passive AUM grew by 28% sequentially and was about 21,620 crore rupees at the end of December. The growth momentum in our life insurance business continues with 25% year-on-year growth in retail first-year premium, which was significantly higher than the industry growth in the same period. Group business premium grew by 41% year-on-year in 9 months of FY23. Renewal premium grew 14% year-on-year to reach 4,870 crore rupees in 9 months of FY23. Our VNB margin was 15.5% in the 9 months of FY23, and we are well on track to deliver over 18% net NVB margin in this financial year. In our health insurance business, our unique and differentiated health first model helped us to deliver industry-leading growth of over 59% year-on-year in 9 months of FY23. ABHI expanded its market share by 220 basis points year-on-year to 10.4% among standalone health insurers in 9 months of FY23. With that, I'll now hand over the call to my colleague Rakesh to take us through NBFC business performance in detail.
Thanks Vijay. Thanks Vishaka. Good evening everyone. In our NBFC business, we saw strong momentum across all segments, contributing to our overall loan book growth of 12% quarter-on-quarter and 47% year-on-year, taking our loan book to nearly 73,000 crores in quarter three. Our retail and SME segment book grew 59% year-on-year. We grew faster than competition and at a double the rate which we had guided for overall loan book growth for FY23. Now, referring to page 16 of the presentation, let me call out a few key highlights. We added 1.35 million customers this quarter, taking our active customer base to 5.9 million, doubling the customer base from 2.3 million last year. In terms of absolute loan book growth, we added 8,020 crores of loan book growth in quarter three, which is more than what we added in entire of H2 of last financial year. Personal and consumer loans contributed significantly to this growth, comprising over 40% of this net addition in quarter three, making it the highest contributor across all product segments. 30% of the incremental book has come through digital channels. We continue to expand our physical footprint and added 51 new branches in quarter three, taking our footprint to 272 as of December 22. And we have a target of 325 branches by March 23 of this year. Our retail and SME segment mix is at 66%, which is ahead of the guidance provided for FY24 in quarter 3 of FY21 when we had given this guidance. As a result of this continued improvement in segment mix, we have achieved the highest ever quarterly NIM of 7%, which is 77 basis points higher than previous year and 41 basis points ahead of previous quarter. And this has led to our NII growing by 50% year-on-year and 20% quarter-on-quarter. Quarter 3 was also a strong quarter in terms of profit delivery, with a profit before tax at an all-time high of 540 crores, registering growth of 40% growth year-on-year and 11% quarter-on-quarter. The year-till-date profit after tax grew by 36% year-on-year. The ROE for the quarter was 16.2%, which expanded by 351 basis points year-on-year and 153 basis points quarter-on-quarter. On page 18, we have shared our overall disbursements for the quarter. We disbursed rupees 13,099 crores in quarter 3, which is by far the highest for a quarter, and we disbursed twice of what we did in quarter 3 of last year. While 73% of disbursement was to the retail and SME segment, all product verticals contributed to this momentum. Let me share further color on the disbursement. We disbursed 4,649 crores in the personal and consumer loan segment. This was up 4.7 times compared to last year, taking the segment book to 12,812 crores. Here, we focus largely on salaried professionals in the emerging income segment. 79% of this segment comprises of personal loans, which is nearly 56% have been sourced digitally. The balance, 21%, comprises of consumer loans, which we finance various end uses such as lifestyle, healthcare, and education. Nearly 36% growth in our digital portfolio was driven by personal loans, cross-sell compared to 32% last year. So last quarter we did 36% of cross-sell compared to 32% in quarter two. Both unsecured and secured business loans vertical recorded a very strong growth as well. In unsecured business loan segment, we registered a loan book growth of 73% year-on-year, taking the segment loan book to 7,254 crores. In the secured business loan segment, which majorly comprises of loan against property and working capital solutions to self-employed and MSMEs, we disbursed a total of 3,894 crores, an increase of 29% year-on-year. As a result, the segment book stood at 29,186 crores in quarter 3, clocking a 30% growth year-on-year. I had mentioned in the last quarter earnings calls that the next leg of growth in business loans vertical is going to be driven by a unique and differentiated unified platform we are building for MSME customers to enable digital journeys for our products as well as value-added services for MSMEs to transact seamlessly. Vishakha covered it in detail, and we are looking at a quarter 4 launch for the platform. Now providing some details on asset quality on page 24, we have seen consistent improvement over last year with stage 2 plus stage 3 book coming down from 11.4% in quarter 3 of last year to 6.49% in quarter 3 of this financial year. This has been driven by a strong pullback in stage 2 book of 1,279 crores. Owing to superior collection and collection efficiency across product segments and better resolutions, we have reduced our stage 2 book. Gross stage 3 book has reduced to 3.1% compared to 3.9% in quarter 3 of last year. We continue to maintain our stage 3 provision cover at nearly 50%. Our overall collection efficiency is at 99.6%, consistently better than pre-COVID levels. Also, 99.8% of the restructured book is already banked as on 31st December 22. Further, collection efficiency on the restructured pool is healthier than the last quarter. As part of the regular process, we reviewed our ECL policy, due to which there is a one-time higher ECL provisioning during the quarter, and majority of the ECL cost increase for the quarter has come from stage 1 provisioning. Now to conclude and reiterate the quarter 3 performance, not only did we have a strong quarter in terms of growth, but with progressive increase in retail and SME portfolio mix, we have tracked well ahead of our FY24 guidance on all parameters. We expect this strong growth momentum to continue for the rest of this financial year. With this, now I hand it over to Pankaj for housing update.
Thank you, Rakesh, and good evening, everyone. I will cover the performance of ABHFL. In Q3, we experienced continued momentum in disbursal and book growth. Robust financial performance and focus on portfolio quality resulted in consistent improvement across all return metrics. Some of the key highlights are disbursements of rupees 1387 crores in Q3, which is our highest disbursement in the last 16 quarters, an increase of 12% QOQ and 25% YOY. Loan book as of Q3 is 12,874 crores, an increase of 3% sequentially and 11% YOY. We have now witnessed growth for the last 2 consecutive quarters. This is encouraging, especially considering muted growth in the period FY20 to FY22. More importantly, the quality of origination continues to be very healthy. Later in the conversation, I will share with you details on the parameters for quality of origination. NIM has increased to 5.35%, 22 bps sequentially and 106 bps growth YOY. Profit before tax for Q3 is rupees 78 crores, an increase of 4% sequentially and 16% YOY. Portfolio health has improved, where the gross stage 3 loans have reduced to 3.5% at the end of December 22 from 3.60% in September 22. Stage 2 plus stage 3 loans have reduced by 60 bps QOQ and 158 bps YOY. You can see that they are improving on every front, whether it is book growth, asset quality, or core profitability. Now let me take you through each one of these pillars in more detail. First pillar, growth. We are leveraging depth and width of our distribution network and enhancing digitalization throughout the customer lifecycle. As I had mentioned in the previous quarter, we have launched a digital index that helps us to measure our digital penetration to provide a seamless onboarding experience to customers. I am happy to inform you that the digital index has improved significantly from 19% in April 22 to 37% in December 22. We are very confident to exit at a 50% level by March 23. We recorded accelerated growth in disbursements across both value and growth segments for the quarter. You can refer to page 31 of the investor presentation for the detailed segmental contribution. We continue to focus on granularity with average portfolio ticket size of 23 lakhs. We've opened 7 branches in Q3 and all these branches have been opened in Tier 2 and Tier 3 cities. Now we have 127 branches across 20 states and UTs with a truly pan-India presence and a well-diversified portfolio. The customer base is about 55,000 and has grown by 5% QOQ and 35% YOY. We continue to build capacity and enhance productivity through investments in talent, technology, and analytics. The cost-to-income ratio is 41% as of Q3 FY23. Pillar 2, portfolio quality. The moratorium on all the COVID restructured cases has ended. All the numbers which you are seeing on page 33 of the investor presentation are including the performance of restructured cases, and 100% of the cases are now presented for collection. We have incorporated the RBI circular dated 12th November 2021 on NPA recognition from September 22 onwards, and our gross stage 3 has reduced from 3.6 in September to 3.5%. We are maintaining stage 3 PCR of 33% and additionally carrying a management overlay of 56 crore rupees. With robust debt service framework and pre-delinquency management, the collection efficiency is consistently at 99% plus. We continue to emphasize on quality of origination. The salaried and self-employed professional segment now contributes 55% of disbursements in Q3. 94% plus disbursements in Q3 are towards customers with 700 plus CIBIL or due to credit. You can see the detailed breakup of the same on page 32 of the investor presentation. Now I'll move to the third pillar, which is robust financial performance and liquidity management. We are ALM positive across all the buckets and 22% positive on a 12-month basis. You can refer to page 34 of the presentation for more details. We are rated AAA by ICRA and India Ratings and continue to focus on diversified long-term borrowing. The contribution of NHB borrowing has increased to 17% in Q3 from 8% in Q3 FY22. We have a 25% liability book at a fixed rate, which helps us to mitigate the cost in an increasing rate cycle. We are confident of maintaining competitive borrowing mix, considering our growth trajectory and improving asset quality. As you can see on page 35 of the presentation, we have been able to sustain NIM at 5.35%. Going forward, however, I think our NIM will be range-bound between 4.7 to 4.9%, considering the lagged impact in borrowing cost and competitive intensity. The PPOP is highest ever at 104 crores in Q3 FY23 with a growth of 8% QOQ and 27% YOY. The PAT for Q3 FY23 is 61 crores, an increase of 3% QOQ and 15% YOY. The ROA is 1.9% for the quarter and ROE is at 13.7%. To summarize, we continue to invest in long-term growth while maintaining robust profitability and a quality portfolio. With that, I now hand over to Bala, MD and CEO of our asset management company.
Thank you, Pankaj. As I presented in the analyst call of AMC for a few weeks back, and just give a quick rundown on the performance of AMC for the quarter ending December. Our overall quarterly average asset management for the quarter ending December 22 stood at 2.92 lakh crores. Our mutual fund quarterly average AUM was about 2 lakh 87 crores. So the market share about 7.9% excluding ETF. Our equity mutual fund AEM for the December 22 was about 1,27 crores with a mix of about 42.6% in the overall asset mix. We have witnessed an increase of our monthly SIP book from 892 crores in December 21 to 942 crores as of December 22 from around 32.6 lakh live SIP account. Around 2.3 lakh new SIP registered in December 22 quarter. Customer acquisition remains an integral part of our strategy. We added close to about 5 lakh new folios in Q3 of FY23. This is the overall folio stood about 8.1 million. Coming to alternate business, which has been one of the focus areas for us, build alternate business from overall growth point of view, as well as from profitability point of view. Our passive product offering has grown four times to 21,619 crores as of December 22. On the PMS and AIF front, we have raised the commitment of 350 crores in India Equity Service Oriented Fund in Q3 FY23 and have four products in pipeline under the AIF product offering. On the offshore front, we have been granted approval by International Financial Service Center, which is GIFT City, to act as a registered fund management entity and for non-retail at the GIFT City Ahmedabad. And prospectus for ESG engagement fund has also been filed with GIFT City. On the real estate front, our collaboration with the Bendel Green Oaks have already started making some progress. Maybe we are starting the roadshow in the overseas market and soon we should see some outcome on this. On the digital front, we continue to enhance our process efficiency and build volume and increasing the overall transaction through the digital platform. In fact, we have onboarded 70% new customers digitally. 80% of overall transactions are digitally done today. And 18% of the customers are onboarded and serviced by the digital platform. Moving on to financial numbers, as Vijay mentioned, in Q3 revenue from operation is at 314 crores versus 311 crores in Q2 FY23. Operating profit before tax stood at 171 crores versus 173 crores of Q2 of last year. And for 9 months ending December 22, revenue from operation is at 930 crores as compared to 916 crores for 9 months ending December 2021. And operating profit before tax for 9 months ending December 22 is at 518 crores. As compared to 560 crores for 9 months ending December 2021. Our effort to build scale and size continues to remain a focus area in the competitive AMC industry that we are witnessing today. With this, I'll hand it over to Kamlesh Rao, MD and CEO of Aditya Life Insurance Company.
Thank you, Bala, and good evening to all of you. I'll cover the life insurance business. The consistent journey of ABSLI growth bettering the private industry continued for the 9 months ending December 2022 in both the individual as well as the group life insurance business. Individual life insurance grew at 25% against the private industry at 19%, you can see slide number 49. And this business growth has come out of a combination of both increased productivity as well as the capacity that we invested last year. New products launched were key to our success, with a newly launched PAR product under the brand name Akshay collecting 100 crores premium in less than a month. We also launched an industry-first immediate income guarantee product under the Nishchit brand, which did its first 5,000 policies in 17 days flat. Our new product success combined with our PASA contribution of 20% were hallmarks of the business done in Q3 of this year. The individual business has come with a very healthy product mix, as you can see in slide number 51. Traditional business at 77% and the ULIP business at an all-time low of 21% has augured well for the gross margins of the firm. This combined with the fact that 29% of our business comes from upsell to our existing customers has helped productivity growth in both the proprietary as well as the partnership channels. The group life insurance for the private industry saw a growth of 16% in Q3, against which ABSLI registered a growth rate of 41%, as you can see in slide number 49. We continue gaining market share in this business. We continue maintaining our second position in the profitable group ULIP segment. And within the group business, we continue our focus on credit life business, which is growing at more than 100% over last year. Our total premium at 10,114 crores, as seen in slide number 47, has registered a growth rate of 25% over last year. And a two-year CAGR of 24% is evidence of the consistency of our business growth. This has come on the back of new business growth as well as renewal premium growing at 14%. The digital collection composition of our annual premium is now at 78%, and we see growth across all persistency buckets from 13th month to the 61st month, in 13th month now at 86% and 61st at 54%. We continue maintaining upward bias in our forward guidance for these persistency numbers. Our AUM under management, as seen in slide 53, now stands at close to 68,000 crores with a YOY growth of 15%, and here again, a two-year CAGR of 17% is demonstration of consistency of our growth. 24% of this AUM is in equity and balance 74% in debt. Investment performance seen either from a one-year lens or from a five-year perspective will see ABSLI having done better than the respective benchmarks across all three categories of equity, debt, or even balance fund. Our digital adoption across various areas is demonstrated in slide number 54. 98% of new business is now sourced digitally. We continue our guidance of 60% of this sourcing being auto-underwritten by the year end. 83% of all our services are now available digitally, which covers about 55% of our customer transactions, and our customer self-service ratio now stands at 88%. We continue to manage the net margin story well, as you can see in slide number 55. Last year, same time, we managed net VNB of about 11.2 and closed for the year at 15% net VNB margin. We have shown a growth of 430 basis points in our net margin as compared to last year. We now have a 15.5% net VNB margin for the first 9 months of this year, which gives us the confidence of closing the year at greater than 18% net VNB margin, which once again will be ahead of our guidance provided for this year. Our approach, as seen in slide 48, will continue to be continue the growth trajectory of this business ahead of the industry, backed by both productivity as well as capacity. Our forward guidance is that the quality of our book will get better across the 13th and the 61st month persistency from the current levels. Growth will come from a diversified mix of both proprietary as well as partnership channels, and we will continue to be best in class in our digital infrastructure, cutting across prospecting and onboarding in sales at the front end, underwriting at the middle end, as well as all customer touch points in service as well as claims. With this now, I hand over to Mayank, who will give you details of the health insurance business.
Thank you, Kamlesh, and I'm now happy to present the performance of our health insurance business. We had another strong quarter in terms of revenue growth, enabled by what I've shared in the past, a very strong foundation of a differentiated health first model. And as we have said, this part of this proposition, which is more inclusive and importantly relevant, continues to find a lot of acceptance by our consumers and intermediaries both. We continued our growth leadership this year, and we are pleased to inform that with 59% YOY growth in the first 9 months of this financial year, we are the fastest growing health insurer in the country, well ahead of the industry growth at 20% and SAHI growth rate at 26%. The growth was powered by our retail franchise, which grew at 30% YOY. And this has helped us take our SAHI market share to 10.4%, a 220 basis point increase YOY. Overall, we have acquired 6 million net new customers during the 9 months, taking our customer serve to 25 million, a 33% YOY growth. Our corporate business continues to do very well for us and has grown at a staggering 151%, powered by a huge focus on cross-sell and upsell, and also opening up new categories like corporate OPD. Our corporate business is modeled on right risk, designed to capture market opportunity targeting new age companies, and has delivered a less than 100% combined ratio. We believe we have set up one of the most profitable corporate business in the industry. On the overall profitability front, our combined ratio has come down to 114% for the 9 months, a reduction from 136% over the same period last year. The 9 month loss has reduced to 217 crores from 283 in the same period. On the claims front, we saw a continued increase in the retail claim, which started early this fiscal. This experience is in line with the industry experience and is attributed to final treatment of delayed medical interventions due to COVID, and also some impact of long COVID-linked diseases and some impact of provider inflationary pressures. To manage this impact, we are monitoring this extremely closely and take suitable steps, including further review of our sourcing guidelines, engagement with providers, and increasing price for most of our flagship products. We will continue to closely monitor the situation, including collaborating with the industry where required. Overall, a higher scale will continue to create operating efficiencies as we move ahead. We have the most diverse distribution footprint in the industry, and we are now happy to announce our partnership with two PSU banks, namely UCO Bank and Punjab and Sindh Bank last quarter. We were chosen by these banks as their HI partner over all of the more tenured players, demonstrating the superiority of our business model. And this takes our total bank partnerships to 18 and strongly supplements our growth aspirations. Our digitally enabled distribution mix being the most diversified now, with the agency being the single largest channel at 21% in our retail business, and we are continuing to grow our agency franchise with more than 80,000 advisors plus today across 200 plus branches, leveraging the one ABC branch strategy completely. On the digital front, our digital business has now, through Alliance Partners, grew 80% YOY, becoming a sizable 15% of our retail mix. To take our differentiated model first, we continue to launch new range of offerings. We had launched ActiveFit, an industry-first product mainly for millennials, early this quarter, and this is already constituting a very good proportion of our new sales in less than a quarter. We continue to invest extensively in our tech and digital capabilities with a clear focus on superior customer experience and scale hyper-personalized engagement given our model. At 96%, we have one of the highest claim settlement ratio in the industry, a testament to our focus on the moment of truth for our consumers. Our latest brand campaign on the theme of Kya Piche Chhoda Hai showcases our business model and its impact through the lens of the experiences of our actual customers that they have had with our proposition, an industry first yet again. To further know our customers and their health, we are the first SAHI company to integrate into the Ayushman Bharat Digital Health Platform, providing the opportunity to our customers for creating their AVA Health ID. We will continue to enhance our digital health and wellness ecosystem, and it has now got more than 60 plus partners. We have just, in the previous quarter, released the premium version of our leading consumer app, Active Health, to further increase the engagement level with our consumers. Looking ahead, we will continue to grow on the franchise aggressively with a clear tailwind that the category has, especially powered by the enablement that the regulator is providing. But we keep a very close eye on the best-in-class unit economics. We are now confident of surpassing our guidance of the 40% growth aspiration that we had for the year, and we will continue to work on opening newer white spaces for the industry. Thank you, and I now like to pass it back to Vishakha for a closing comment.
Thank you, Mayank. And this concludes our comments on Q3 FY2023 performance. And now we will be happy to take any questions.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question, please press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking your question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Avinash Singh from FK Global. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Good evening. A couple of questions. The first one on your NBFC business. I mean, FY23 growth is into a different trajectory, particularly because you are sort of finding new source of growth, particularly in the consumer and SME segment. Now, by the end of FY23, all of these, new growth engines will be sizable enough. Now, if we look beyond FY23, I mean like FY24 particularly, what kind of a growth rate, considering that, okay, some of these segments would have matured, I mean, early level size. So what kind of a growth, trajectory you are going to follow on an overall basis, maybe in FY24? So that is, what sort of a credit cost trajectory you see, considering that your business mix has been changing meaningfully towards more like a smaller ticket and consumer loans. So that's on NBFC. And the second would be on life insurance, with whatever has happened in a strategic budget and its impact. So, what sort of impact do you see on your growth? And if at all, if I can extrapolate it, say that, okay, if you want to maintain certain growth in that high ticket segment by making maybe your product more competitive by sacrificing margin. So where does the strategy changes leave you with the growth and margin trajectory? So that applies. Thank you.
So let me just take the question on the NBFC on the growth. If you look at the last 4 or 5 quarters, the growth has been very strong across our segment, which is consumer, personal loans, and the MSME. We are building our capabilities across the retail and MSME. And I also mentioned in my opening remark that we are building a portal for B2B, so that we can really reach out to our micro SMEs and all. So that will be another lever of growth which we are looking at in the next 12 to 18 months. So that should play out. We have built our digital assets over the last 2-3 years, and that's been playing out quite well. We see there's opportunity across these segments, especially the personal consumer and the MSME segment. There are opportunities for a player like us to grow and consolidate. Given the track record, given the opportunity which will be available in the market, we will continue to grow. What will be that range will be, I think we will try and calibrate that. But yeah, we see a good growth momentum going forward as well.
Yes, your question on
ECL, on the credit cost, your second question on the credit cost, yes, as we go more into the retail and the MSME, the credit cost will go up in line with the margins. And if you see, our margins have opened up by 77 basis points year on year and 42 basis points. This is on account of the product mix change. So that will have a slightly higher credit cost. But the way we look at it is a risk-adjusted return. So if the margins are higher, the credit cost, it should be able to absorb. But once, I think the quarter three, we did the ECL revision, we think in the near term, our credit cost should be in the range of 1.5, 1.6 level.
So on your question on life insurance, you must refer to the fact that something happened like this last year. I think a similar thing happened on ULIP. For greater than 2.5 lakhs. And I think the industry and both us, I think we modulated our product suite to make sure that nothing of that impacted the growth during this point of time. So I think that has now come in the area of traditional products. I think the ticket size right now, as it is stated, is about 5 lakhs. We do about 15-16% of our business in this area. But you must remember that a large part of this proposition is on account of the fact that you have the offering which tells you what you will get for the next 30 years, 40 years, and most of these are guarantee products. So large percentage of them buy for the fact that they know that they get this for the 30, 40 years. Obviously, there will be some people who will be interested in the tax benefit also. We will get an impact of this over a period of time, but like I said, the way we manage the portfolio during this year to take care of no growth, nothing impacted us with the unit change. Our thinking process right now is we continue maintaining our aspiration on the growth levels that we want to have, irrespective of this change that has been brought in the budget system.
Let me just sort of follow up on this. I mean, ULIP, the good part was that, okay, the tax applicable on the accrual was was capital gain. So, I mean, particularly if the maturity amount, 10% in case of equity and the benefit of indexes in case of, debt-related funds. So, net-net, the tax impact was lower. That's on number one customer side. And for insurance company also, ULIPs, share in profit, I mean, the VNB would be much lower. So even if there is some kind of solar. Now, here, this goes kind of a very, very extreme. Again, I'm repeating that above budget, but it goes to extreme. That all the gains will be clubbed in income from other sources and, marginal tax rate to be applied. I mean, that leaves you in a situation where, I mean, it's very difficult to keep your product competitive because a tax is marginal tax rate. That is going to, and then the contribution of profit from this guaranteed product particularly, because it's a profitable product for insurance as well. So in your VNB pool, just not you, I mean, for the industry, it is very hard. So situation is, a markedly different vis-a-vis ULIP scenario, and that is why my question was.
Management members, we are not able to hear you.
Sorry, you can hear now? Your question is absolutely fair, like I said, because the difference in the margin between the ULIP and the product that we are talking about on guarantee is different. But like I said, the cap is on greater than 5 lakhs. There's a sizable business that happens actually below 5 lakhs too. And therefore, the industry and us will specifically ensure if you have a larger concentration of that. I think finally you have to make do with the loss of opportunity of about 10-12% of our business. Also remember that in the same point of time, protection over the last 12 to 18 months time has been on a low ball or has been lesser for the industry per se. A part of it is you make up through higher protection business, which is what the industry will look at and we are looking at specifically with the fact that we already launched two new products of protection in the month of January. And the margins of that are significantly higher. So I think if you put a strategy in place to be able to recover a part of that through selling more in the lesser than 5 lakh segment, bring your product mix to protection. I think there is a possible product mix structure where margins will get protected for sure.
Okay. And is the industry looking to sort of communicate with the ministry or department, I mean, at least to give you some kind of an indexation or something to put a sort of a parity with other products? Because at least indexation or something.
So our house view or the view of the council which covers all the life insurance companies is of course making a representation because if it is taxable then technically it should have indexation. If the spirit of the thing is, HNI should not have the benefit of 1010D, is 5 lakhs right or something more than that is appropriate. So you have to keep in mind that these products also offer 10 times of your premium as cover. So there's also a mortality element that is built in which is not available in any other product. So I'm saying based on that, of course, we will make a representation for sure, but that time will tell you what the answer of that is.
Okay, thanks. Thank you a lot.
Thank you. Participants, if you wish to ask any questions, please enter star and 1. The next question is from the line of Nitesh Jain from Investec. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity and congratulations for a good performance for the quarter. In the lending business, can you quantify the ECL, one-time ECL impact for the quarter?
It's 42 basis points on stage 1, Nitesh.
Okay. Current stage 1 provisioning has increased to 42 basis points or it's a change in 42 basis points is additional provisioning that we did in this quarter?
It's compared to quarter two, it's 22 basis points, and stage one is higher for this segment.
Okay.
Yeah.
Secondly, in the personal and consumer loans, how much of business are the what percentage of our disbursement and AUM is coming from Paytm? So partnership with Paytm.
We have multiple partnerships, and there is no one large partnership which we have. So there is nothing which is a concentration risk which we are talking about here. So we have multiple partners, and we also have direct business which we have on this digital asset. So it's a, and post the DLG guidelines, if you see, I think all the businesses are now, which is as good as our own business, which we used to do. So everything has gone back to our the way we used to do personal and consumer loans. There's no difference. So yes, these partners can be digital partners or digital partners.
Sure. And lastly, in this segment, how the collection infrastructure is stacked up? Because this ticket size of 52,000 unsecured is a difficult segment historically. So what gives us confidence on the sustainability of credit cost and how the collection infrastructure in this sector for us?
So we have a collections infrastructure across our geographies where we are present. And before we launch a new branch, we have a collections infrastructure. If you look at majority of the collections is done by telecalling, by our automated dialing and all, and wherever it goes to the field collection, we have a field collections team, our in-house collections team, in-house telecalling team. So we have a quite elaborate collections infrastructure which we have built over the last 3-4 years, which will take care of the growth in this segment, and we continue to invest in the collections infrastructure.
Sure. Thank you, sir. Thank you. That's it from my side.
Thank you. Participants, if you wish to ask any questions, please enter star and one. Next question is from the line of Sameer Talal from Natverlal & Sons. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I missed this one number. You said that the business that, you know, the government has put a cap of 5 lakhs, what percentage of the overall business is that? And can you also give us some indication of what was that business as a percentage of new business that was going on at the current times?
So a better number is of what, when you conclude the year of last year, like I said, if you take the number of 5 lakhs plus premium, it will roughly be in the range of 17% to 18% of the business segment, of the new business segment. I mean, this year not having ended, it will not be appropriate percentage because numbers change in January, February, March. But like I said, like to like for the full financial year of last year, it would be about 17-18%.
And of the overall overall insurance business of yours, how much is that as a percentage as of today?
That's what I said. If you take the overall individual new business.
No, I'm asking two questions. One is the overall percentage, which you're saying is then that is 17-18. I'm saying last year, what was the percentage of sales of the new sales that happened in FY 21-22?
That's what I want. Of the new business premium that we did in 21-22 on the individual life insurance side, that greater than 5 lakhs is 17-18%. Obviously, if I take the entire business, then the number will be significantly small. But on pure individual life insurance business, new business that you do, which is called a new business premium, adjusted APE business that is already published, for 21-22, if you take that, and 5 lakhs plus, if you take as the numerator, that number will be 17-18%.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. Participants, if you wish to ask any questions, please hit the star and one. Thank you. I would now like to hand the conference over to Ms. Vishakha Mule for closing comments.
So thank you all for joining us today evening. Look forward to keep in touch. Thank you.
Thank you very much. On behalf of Aditya Birla Capital, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.